Podcast. Ben and Christy Podcast.
This is the Advertising Angels.
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane?
No. It's the Advertising Angels.
It is the ultimate ad offer challenge I put in place because Christy took the mickey out of an ad I legitimately voiced for a business and thought, mate, that was deplorable. And I said, well, hang on, mate, you can sit there and sell that. Can you produce an ad was my question.
Well,
to you.
I can, and I did, actually, because after each of us taking a business on board, you got PDI antennas, I got Stuarcy's party bus. We had to do a bit of a client brief, find out exactly what the business wanted, and from there, write, voice, and produce our very own commercial.
Let's kick it off with Christy's ad for Stuarcy's party bus. Let's have a listen.
Do you like to party?
I like to party.
Duh. Stuarcy's party bus caters for all your party needs.
Would you like to go to a party in my pants?
The wheels on the bus go round and round. Party, party, party. Mother's Day specials available, but only she likes to party. Safe and reliable transport so you can party on down. Wicka, wicka, whoa. Stuarcy's party bus. Find them on Facebook. Party.
Now, look, that's for Stuarcy this morning.
It's so bad, it's good.
How long did it take you to put together?
Oh, 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, ad off continues. This is my ad for PDI antennas. Have a listen.
It's time to get serious about TV reception. Say hello to your mother for me. It's PDI antennas. PDI antennas. It's the way to go. It's all about reception for your favourite TV show. Just give Phil a ring, the guy that gets it done, and he'll raise the roof and bring the 411. Handing out cards, sipping bottles in the club. PDI antennas, they're here to show you love for your TV. PDI antennas, keeping your TV reception sexy.
Is that supposed to sell antennas?
That's meant to sell
like
antennas.
Oh, antenna reception.
It's got, he asked for gangster rap.
He didn't ask for gangster rap. You said, do you want gangster rap or gangster rap? And he said, oh, I'll go with gangster rap.
Okay. And then I said, is your business, does it have sex appeal? And he said, he agreed. So that's a sexy gangster hip hop ad for
people. It's very dark though, isn't it? And where's the contact details? See, you've left these things that need to
Did you have them
be.
On yours?
I said, check us out on Facebook.
Oh, well, you can
you
just Google
You didn't have a
PDI
phone
antennas.
Number. No, you didn't give the spelling. I've got to mark you down for that.
Well, our ad-off will continue. I guess the next step now is to get the clients back on board
and see what they think.
Hey, do you have the time?
Yeah, it's Ben and Christy podcast time.
Special guest joining the show this morning, Foxes is her stage name. 24-year-old Grammy award-winning singer. She's touring with Bastille. She's teamed up with Rudimental. She, as you can tell, boys and girls, is waiting to have a chat. How are you, Foxes?
Hello.
How are you? Oh, your voice is very, very deep and sultry this morning.
Oh, I know. I sound like Barry White.
Have you got a
it's
cold?
It's not fun. I have got a cold. I've had a chest infection.
What's up with that?
I've come from Tokyo, so I think I'm just sort of
in a weird jet lag world. Rockstar jet setting it, mate.
Yeah, all the jet setting.
Foxes, that's another thing we've got in common, actually. I've got a bit of a cold myself, and I've been taking Ezacold, which is like a cold and flu. It's all like a natural remedy. And I took it, I popped one of those at about 5 a.m. this morning, and I have been burping up garlic ever since.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't put my finger on it. And I kept thinking, the hell? I had Thai last night. I didn't put any garlic in it. It's the tablets. They're making me feel so
sick.
Yeah,
that happens.
Oh,
thing is, I've actually, that's like Holland and Barrett. I don't know if you have like an equivalent to Holland and Barrett here, but they sell like garlic tablets.
Yeah.
And I've taken them before and then literally been like, this is never happening again. I actually stink.
Yeah, it'd be rank. Because I know it's like when you have a big meal and you burp that up all night, whereas Christy's literally just got this garlic. Luckily,
When you're doing it first thing in the morning, I mean, it's one thing to burp up garlic in the afternoon, garlic in the morning, not so good.
Yeah, and you don't even get the pleasure of eating garlic.
No, that's
so
the thing.
That's just the pain, really, isn't it? All the pain.
Now, Foxes, we know you are from the UK, but does that mean, like, are you able to teach us any Cockney?
Oh, what, like Cockney slang?
Yeah.
No, not particularly. I don't think there is a slang in Cockney. We're just like... market stall holders are like, you know, when they scream, have you been to the UK?
When I was a kid, have you?
Yeah, I was there last year, but there are a lot of sayings that people would say, like slang, you know, I don't know, let's hit the frog.
What about
let's hit the frog and toad, or I don't know, there was funny ones like that rhymes.
Oh yeah, but I'm
you know?
Rubbish with that because I'm not actually from East London, so I don't really, I live in East London, but I'm not from there, so I don't really know any of the slang, which is rubbish, isn't it? But I don't know what I can give you.
Well, maybe roles reversed. Do you want us to teach you some Aussie slang?
Yes.
Yeah, we could
teach me some Aussie slang.
We could totally
please.
Do that.
All right. When you're confused, any time, so you got to say bugger me dead.
Wow. Bugger me dead.
Yeah. Like when you're confused or frustrated, like bugger me dead.
That's such a random one.
Yeah. You can take that one. You can maybe use
bugger
that
me dead.
Video.
Okay. I'm going to use that.
What's another
I feel
one
like you're just saying it and it's
No. That's for real. That's like a legitimate one. Oh,
bugger me dead.
Bugger me dead.
Okay, I'm going to use that today.
I can't even. You've put me on the spot here, Benny. I can't even think of
what
one.
Else can we go with?
Let's. Okay.
If you do drink beer,
I love beer.
All right, so you want to knock the top off a frothy.
Oh, okay.
Knock the top off a frothy. Off a frothy. Yeah,
I can't even say that. I can't say. Knock the top. No, I can't say it. So
what
I can't
about?
Do it.
Have you heard of backing out a cable?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Do you know, you would know what that is?
Yeah. What is that? What does that mean?
Well, if you want to go to the toilet,
you want to lay some cable.
You want to lay some cable.
Whoa.
Dropping the kids off at the
pool. It's getting serious.
Yeah. Well, we did say we were going to teach you. I mean, we can't just give you a little bit. We've got to give you the whole
That's amazing. So that just means I need the toilet. Wow. Okay. I'm going to use that one today.
Welcome to Australia. Hey, before you go, can we ask, I'm always so intrigued. Oh. And you have worked with some amazing acts and collaborated with and been on tour with. You always hear these weird celebrity stories about people's tour riders. You know, i.e. Britney Spears only having the blue M&Ms. That's do
amazing.
You do you have a tour rider? And if so, what's
I'm
on it?
I'm so rubbish. Right, I'm going to get something good now because I was obviously I'm touring with Bastille at the moment.
Yeah.
And they ask for a framed photo of one of the band members with a famous celebrity every time. It could be any celebrity.
Really?
Every time they do a show.
Yeah.
And I walked in the dressing room last night and it was brilliant. And I think that's a really good one. Ours is actually really boring. I just have Haribo.
Oh.
Like sweets.
Well, and that's all.
Well, I reckon you'd be at diva level. You're doing some big names, big songs. I reckon you could demand heaps of stuff.
I'm not at diva level yet. What's a diva rider? What can I add to my rider?
I would say like an air, you know, like the an air purifier, like Mariah Carey, and maybe like a feather boa, and maybe only a certain brand of
a
water.
Feather boa, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, it just popped into my head and I said it. So,
Chris, you're in the wrong gig, mate. You got to be someone's rider. You got to sort this out.
I think they're all quite, they're not very diva though. An air purifier is kind of,
that's kind of diva,
quite smart.
Isn't it?
And mineral water. Can I have Slim Shady? I'd like him. Or Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that would be cool.
In a little black dress.
I tell you what, Foxes, we love having you here in Australia. Boys and girls, you can check this girl out. Her debut LP,
Yay.
Glorious, is available to purchase now. Singles, Youth, Let Go for Tonight and Holding On for Heaven. Great sound. Foxes, thanks for your time and enjoy Australia.
Thanks, guys. Have the fun. Bye. Cheers.
Not sick of the guys yet?
It's Ben and Christie's podcast.
I need to make a confession. I was a bad fiancé a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Kind of forgot her. Anniversary.
Oh, hang on. You weren't just a bad fiancé. You were a terrible one.
But to actually tell the story, because I do feel terrible about it, and I do owe her an apology, is my fiancé, Mel. She joins us. How are you, Dals?
Morning.
Oh,
you still a bit
no.
bitter about it, or are we? Well, tell everyone exactly what I did,
Yeah,
Mel.
Tell everyone how it happened, Mel.
Well, Ben gets up in the morning really early, and then he just left. And usually I would have expected, like, happy anniversary, I love you, world of my... I don't know. Something
world of your,
lovely.
Jewel of my eyes. What are you going to go?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say something like that.
Or leaving a little note out or a card or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, he's just going to surprise me. There'll just be a card on the counter. And there wasn't even that. So I messaged him and I said, did you forget? And his reply was, forget what?
Oh, you were giving it to him. You were handing it to him on a silver platter and you still did not pick up on that. Like, that's
mail.
It was bad and then it's just gone to worse.
Yeah, I was a bit upset, but... I was like, you asked me to marry you and be your wife a year ago in Australia. It was like a beautiful day, and I can't believe you forgot.
No, honestly, Dals, I apologise profusely because that is a shocking effort on my behalf.
He did
but
feel pretty bad.
I reckon use that, take that guilt and run with it, Mel.
Well, already got your bottle of champers.
No, you didn't. You just got the one from the cupboard.
Oh,
He told me that he bought a bottle of champagne to make up for it.
No, that's the bottle.
Ben,
Christy, like, you would have gone gangster too.
You so bad about it. You've lied about it to me.
Yes.
You co-host.
Well,
Jesus.
This gets really good, doesn't
it? Wow.
It's one of those moments that
oh my goodness. Ooh.
But it was nice. I put it in the fridge.
It's not as bad as when you forgot my birthday a couple of years ago.
Let's not talk about that. Don't talk about that either.
No, you can bring that up because
we have to go. We're out of time. We're going to get to the news.
She's allowed to bring it up and she's allowed to give it to you for it.
Honey, that was 3 years ago.
Exactly. And now you've done this.
A woman never forgets, do they, Mel?
And the worst part is it's on the calendar in the kitchen.
Oh.
It's not like I was hiding it.
Did you give that to... Did you write it on the calendar thinking,
yeah,
I better remind Ben?
No, just in general for it to be there, and he didn't even acknowledge it.
Ben.
Look, Mel, I love you, darling, and I apologise. And you're probably never going to forget, so I'm going to be chasing my tail for a while. But that's all right.
Oh, but I know that next year's anniversary is going to be amazing because you wouldn't dare to forget it.
Exactly.
Hey, there we
go. See? Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. Got to go, darling. Got to play a song.
Okay.
Or buy a bottle of champagne.
Sure.
Get your podcast on.
All right. Let's go.
The Ben and Christy Show.
Special guests right now, Adam and Lisa from House Rules. Join us. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. How are you going?
Hey dudes. Hey, we're good. We are loving the show. I just think that as it's gone on, we've become more and more sucked in, and it's good to see that you guys can actually have a crack at redoing your own house since you kind of have to live there.
Yes, it was. It was fantastic.
Because if it sucks, you're to blame, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't winch.
Hey, at least you guys didn't have, like, brown sacks hanging from your roof, though.
Oh, that Hessian sack thing in Townsville.
Oh, what was up with that?
Yeah, that...
We do have wedding chill, though.
Yeah, but that Hessian, that stunk as well. That's one thing you didn't get out of the TV. You didn't get the smell that was in that room. It was pretty bad.
Because I remember going down... Remember at fairs and fates and stuff when you were a kid and you'd grab the sack and you'd go down on that big slippery dip slide?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And it used to itch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was itchy. So when I saw the guys, Brooke and Grant, putting it up on the roof, I thought, no doubt there'd be all fibres and stuff that would fall off the roof onto the bed. It would be gross.
Oh, yeah, I don't think they got that one right, unfortunately.
Now, guys, while we got you, and we're really glad we got both of you, because this morning we're going to be talking about relationship code words.
Okay.
Right, and I want to put this in perspective. My other half, when she needs to go to the toilet to do a number two, she'll say, sweetheart, I'm just going to drop off some big stuff. Right, this is true. And we want to know, between you two, is there any code words or any, like, even wacky pet names you two have for each other?
Maybe not to that extent, but I mean something that only each other understand.
we're pretty boring.
Yeah, I don't think we do.
What about pet names? What about, like, weird pet names for each of you?
Nah, I do call Lisa. I've noticed that I do call Lisa Hun a lot.
Yeah, I call him Back Hun.
Oh.
We got to spruce you guys up.
You need to start having some cooler names for each other.
Yeah, I reckon. It's like...
I reckon, Lisa, you should call him the A-Train.
I do call him Mr. Positive and he calls me Mrs. Negative.
Yeah, so... I do. I call her Negative.
See, now we're getting there.
But it's funny, though, isn't it? You guys probably don't even notice that you call each other little things apart from when you're watching the show and you're like, hang on a second, I do that quite a bit.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, I've noticed I scratch my head a lot when I'm stressed.
You're learning a lot about yourselves on this show, that's for sure.
This is couples counselling this morning.
Yeah, that's it. It feels good to open up.
Now, quickly, guys, before we let you go, how are you feeling heading into the finals? You reckon you got what it takes to take out House Rules for 2014?
Look, I think our confidence has grown, but going into judgment, you really never know. It's like a pendulum, you know? You don't always get it right, that's for sure.
Yeah, but fingers crossed. Stay positive and just, hopefully we can last as long as possible.
We'll just have to shake Mrs. Negative into it and then we should be right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, guys, we love you both. I'm going to drop off some big stuff and we'll chat to you soon.
You'll enjoy that.
Another week, another Ben and Christy podcast.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
This is another edition of Hot or Not.
It's a big, bad, confusing world out there. And how do you ever really know whether something's cool or not? Easy. It's Ben and Christy's Hot or Not.
And today the topic is G-strings, ladies and gentlemen, simply because we spoke to DJ Cassidy, DJ to the stars, Barack Obama, Jay-Z, Beyonce yesterday, and he admitted
that he's like actually made made a leather thong, as he put it, for his girlfriend who supposedly loved it.
He did it. He made a custom G-string. It's so weird. But speaking of G-strings, I'm going to call it as I see it, and I'm going to say not. They're not hot. G-strings are a thing of the past. They're so 2000s. I don't know anyone. No one wears them now. They're dorky.
As much as I don't know many people that wear them, I'm going to have to say they're hot. They're sexy.
No, they're
not. Sexy.
They're out. They're completely out.
They look good.
That's why we're asking on 13, 12, 16 G-bangers. Are they hot or are they not?
It's a question. Joining us this morning is Rebecca from Wodonga. Hot or not?
Not. Sorry.
Thank you.
Man.
Finally, someone's talking some sense around here. I mean, Benny's got no say. He doesn't have to wear them. I actually think they're a thing of the 2000s. They're a bit gone.
They are. No, I mean, it's not the fact that you don't have to wear them. I mean, they are really uncomfortable, but they just don't look good either. They really should not be part of fashion.
I beg to differ. I beg to differ.
Of course you do, because you're a bloke.
They look good on your girls. They look lovely on your girls.
Yeah, well, so what? It doesn't matter whether it looks lovely. It's a matter of whether it's A, comfortable, Rebecca, and you might agree with this, because they're not, and B, whether they're in fashion and whether you feel good in them.
Yeah, not hot. Not at all.
What about just between you two, like just between the two girls and myself? I bought my missus one for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
She hasn't worn it yet. Is there any chance, or is there any tips you two girls can give me just to make her wear it just once?
Clean the house about 6 months.
that and stop pestering her to wear it, and she might bloody consider it.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Come on. Ben and Christy. On air now. 104.9 Star FM.
Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury and Wodonga Plaza. Stay secure with 24/7. Find out in store how to get your free 30-day trial.